I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. One aspect of producing The Rough Draft Diaries that I love is our ability to shift into different backgrounds, into different worlds. One moment we could be talking about science, the next music, then glass blowing, and in the same way, the conversation could shift into something quite serious.
At any one time in Lucas County, there are probably 900 to 1,000 children who are under the jurisdiction of the Lucas County Juvenile Court.
That's Judy Leb, an attorney, but also the director of Lucas County CASA, court-appointed special advocates. And she's talking about children, children who have been abused, neglected, or who live dependent on the county.
In 2021, we had 752 new children whose cases opened. And then the reason why I say 900 to 1,000 is because there are other children whose cases opened in prior years but are still open. So that we had 752 new children in 2021 and then a number of other cases that are still ongoing.
At CASA, Judy trains adult volunteers who are 21 years or older to be advocates for children whose cases are before the Lucas County Juvenile Court.
So what that means is that the volunteers become the voice of the child in the courtroom when the children are too young to speak for themselves. And when children are 10 and older, they are trying to encourage these children to come to court themselves and be able to participate in the process of decision-making for their futures.
Judy came to work at CASA by a complete surprise. She was a corporate and healthcare attorney at Shoemaker Lupin Kendrick when she suffered a serious disability when she gave birth to her son, a disability that changed her perspective on her career.
I knew that I no longer wanted to work 60-plus hours a week, that I wanted to spend more time with my young kids. I wanted to do something wonderful for the world. I had a husband who could support me, so I had the luxury of not needing the big income that I was making as an attorney.
So Judy joined CASA, initially in a limited fashion. At first, she just organized the volunteers. She initially, and understandably so, did not want her 9-to-5 to be filled with reading the accounts, the files of abused and neglected children.
What I did not realize is it's very difficult to read about child abuse or neglect in the abstract, to just see it in the newspaper or hear it on the radio. But it's a totally different thing when you are the advocate for that child and you're doing something about it. I actually found that extremely empowering. And so I surprised myself and found that I loved being an advocate for these children. And then I kind of changed my job description to do more of what I loved doing, which was being in the courtroom. And so that was something that I was able to do more after I originally told them I didn't want to do it at all.
Another surprising factor of working with CASA is meeting the families that these young children are taken from. It could be easy to villainize them, especially when allegations of abuse and neglect are on the line. But Judy found instead that she actually understood their situation. These young families who, instead of presenting themselves as monsters, present themselves as lost individuals.
What I found so surprising is that when you get to know these parents, many of them are wonderful people who you will really come to like, and that they are parents who have serious adversities. So the most common things that we see parents dealing with are poverty, domestic violence, substance abuse, and mental illness. And many cases have all of those factors in them.
Now, CASA believes that these children have the right to be with their families, and they do try to make that happen whenever they can do so safely. Parents are offered services to get clean and to get the resources they need to be good parents. In some cases, reunification is not possible with the original family. But helping the children also means helping the parent and making sure that they both have the opportunity to connect, if possible, later on down the road. For Judy, though, her work starts at the beginning, in the courtroom, with the children and their volunteers, making sure everyone has a safe and healthy journey ahead.
It is difficult, but it is empowering to be the voice for these children and to be making a difference in their lives. So many people think, oh, that's something I don't want to have anything to do with. When I found just the opposite was true, that it's a wonderful thing to be a part of. You are truly making a difference in our community by helping these most vulnerable members of our community, children who may not be safe in their very own homes. And what changed for me was getting into the courtroom and seeing that I had this feeling of empowerment.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.